belonged used to it. It's just, that's what it is.
This is what the weather is and climate.
And the weather.
The weather.
And with that,
CC Christina Sharp. This is DJ Paprika.
And this is DJ Judy-ism.
And we're signing off. And
we'll see House Hunters International. Him Hunters International
is
here.
Wow, you just broke the fourth wall. But they're going to be doing their incredible radio show next. And we're signing off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Him Hunters International, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a while
since we've been here. Since it's been me and Lauren. But if you didn't listen to the Lauren...
and company.
I was going to say Lauren and her guests.
Yes.
2 weeks ago, check out that in the archive. It's worth a listen. I had a bunch of fun listening, but maybe it's a very niche audience.
It is a niche audience.
I wonder if the people listening can hear me twirling my hair vigorously. Do you think that
picks up? Your hair's looking really good.
Oh, Lauren.
It looks really nice.
Wow, I come on this radio show to get gassed up by Lauren. So this week we have a theme, and the theme... Oh, also, I hope you enjoyed DJ Paprika and DJ Judy-ism.
Love it.
We did. So this week we have a theme that is a multifaceted theme, but one single word. Okay, it's snubs.
Snubs. This has been a week of snubs.
Yeah, born from the Grammy snubs, but expanded into other snubs.
Right.
We are talking all about... what it feels like to be snubbed. Who should have been snubbed for the Grammys? Julia Michaels issues. But we'll talk more about that. And also, you know, some tough snubs that are happening. Snubs that Lauren is looking forward to pursuing in 2018. All that fun stuff.
I have been known to snub.
Are you a known snubber?
I'm a known snubber. Should we start off with a quick song?
Yeah. Heck yeah. You can say that word in Safe Harbor. It's dark out.
It's dark. Honestly, is Safe Harbor unsafe?
Actually, I don't think that's technically a bad word because it's a Christian word.
It is.
In the Christian religion.
Okay, let's start with a song. Okay, what have I been listening to this week? I feel like my November playlist is coming to a close on Spotify.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song. Actually, this was recommended to me by a friend. This is called It Is Well by Toulouse. It's really good. It's a bop. I'm really into
it. I love a bop.
So I think I'm going to play that now, and we'll start with that.
I weep for
Okay, that was called It Is Well by a band called Toulouse. Thanks, Katie, for the suggestion. One of our listeners out in California, definitely been jamming to that. Okay, so theme this week, snubs. And I think we have an obvious place to start, the Grammys.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, I was really excited about a lot of the Grammy nominations.
Okay, I'm gonna let you, I agree. There are some to be excited about. So who are you excited about?
So I need to get the list, but album of the year was, hold on, I gotta pull up this list because I can't remember any of them. But album of the year, I was really excited to see Childish Gambino get nominated in a few categories. I don't know why Despacito got nominated for Record of the Year. That was a kind of a blip for me. Cool to see Kendrick Lamar get nominated. Awesome that Album of the Year didn't have any white male artists since like the first time since like 1970 something. Don't quote me on that,
I think the 90s.
That was really cool. Best New Artist, I'm rooting for SZA or Khalid. That was exciting to see them get nominated. No noms for T-Swift and TBH.
No, because her album wasn't eligible yet.
Okay, but three of her songs, like her three singles, were eligible.
Oh, really?
They were. And so including like the Look What You Made Me Do like music video, like those were all eligible, right? But none of them got nominated.
Oh, nice Grammys. Yeah. Wait, what was nominated for Best Music Video?
Let's take a look. Best Rap Album... Okay, tell me about what were you excited about while I look for
Katy
this.
Perry got shut out. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like the Chainsmokers have a Grammy and Katy Perry doesn't is my favorite fact about the world. Not that I like the Chainsmokers, nonetheless. So there were sadly some snubs, like Harry Styles' album. I thought it was really good.
I would agree. And I was reading something about like the One Direction curse where like as solo artists, like none of them get nominated for Grammys. Yes.
Things. What can you do? But Harry Styles, I would have liked to see that.
Yeah.
Kesha got a nomination for Praying, which I was happy about. I did like that song. Mm-hmm. And you know, she had never been nominated before.
Yeah. But I mean, that makes sense.
There's one true snubs of the Grammys that nobody is talking about.
Okay, tell me.
Enough. Demi Lovato.
You're so right. Now let me say something to you about this.
Demi timed her album for the Grammys.
Yeah, she did.
She played the whole album for the Grammy people.
Yeah.
Before it came out.
Really?
She released it so it would be eligible in time for
this
the Grammys.
This girl was, she was like gunning for a Grammy.
And she, not only was she gunning for one, she was deservedly gunning for one.
I would agree.
I think that any song on Demi's album is better than Julia Michaels, whatever her name is, Issues.
Issues.
I got issues. Like, yeah. That's a, there's, that,
That song is so boppy and like, it's so gross.
It's so like, it's so produced to be a bop, but it's not a good song.
No, it's not. It's too like, it's very, yeah, it's very produced.
So I'm sad about that.
I would agree. Demi's, and then her documentary release,
her
like.
Her self-released documentary,
like.
She couldn't even get Netflix to buy it, and they seem to buy everything these days. Like, what doesn't, who doesn't get a Netflix contract in 2017? Like,
Demi, apparently.
Oh, she couldn't even get Amazon Prime. Like, Jeff, Daddy Jeff Bezos wouldn't buy it for her. Do you know that he now has $100 million, and he's, like, given away less than 1% of it? I still use Amazon Prime.
That's crazy.
Nonetheless, yikes. Anyways. That's my new favorite word.
And nonetheless.
Nonetheless. So that's like where we're going to start off with snubs, but we're going to go other places.
We're going other places, true. I mean, I also feel like the Grammys, it's like, it's the Grammys, but at the same time, like, they don't have the greatest track record, so.
True, the Grammys are kind of trash.
Right, right, they're a little bit garbage.
Music, who got, I'm looking up who got nominated for the music video.
Is there, you know what, music videos might be a VMA thing.
No, they have one award for it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. For visual media.
No, oh, wait. Visual media.
Wait, wait. Grammy for best music video. It's a newer award. Let's see. Recipients.
Also, while you're looking for visual media, I just want to give a quick shout out to our listener, Herschel, who says that he can't hear you twirling your hair, Ben, even though Ben is still twirling their hair.
That makes me happy.
Okay, visual media. Okay, who got nominated?
Up Beck? All Night?
Okay.
Have you seen that?
No.
Should we play that song? I don't even know that song.
No, I don't even want to listen to Beck.
Jane.
No.
Makeba. Jay-Z's The Story of OJ.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar's Humble.
Okay.
Logic featuring Alicia Cara. 1-800-273-825. Oh, is that the Hotline song?
About, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen that music video.
Logic's like this like white rapper dude like,
I thought Logic wasn't white.
Let's see. I'm looking.
We're gonna confirm. We'll hit you.
I'm doing
with
fact
this.
Checking right now.
We'll find out after the break of music. Should I play a song?
Yeah, play a song.
Okay.
What do you want to listen to?
Oh, I don't have my. I have to get my dongle out.
Oh, it's okay. I'll play a song.
Can you play a song?
Should we play a Demi song just because
our listeners will revolt
if we don't play at least
if we do play a Demi song?
No, I feel like they expect to hear a Demi song now.
I mean, you're on,
I feel like we've branded ourselves.
Okay, but
all the best Demi songs though, I feel explicit. Like are explicit, right?
Hey, but I did make that argument that anything of her songs are better than Jillian Michaels.
True. Do you think I could
call
find
her a different name every time? Should we play Issues just to make fun
no,
of it?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I was thinking about playing
Hitchhiker.
I love that song. I was thinking about playing Ruin the Friendship if I can find a clean version, because I love that song.
I love that song. It's
let's
really
see
my
if
motto.
I can find it.
To all our listeners, let's ruin our friendship
let's ruin
tonight.
Friendship.
I'm free.
This says
I'm actually pretty busy tonight.
It's like maybe another night, but still on the table. I'm gonna play. This says it's clean. Honestly, we'll see how it goes. But this is Ruin the Friendship by Demi Lovato, who got snubbed at the 2018 Grammys?
I'm calling on twinks around the world to unite in protest about the snub of Demi Lovato.
Oh wait, you know what? Herschel wants us to play games.
Or we games just do whatever
explicit.
Herschel wants.
Well, he's
comes
I feel
on the
like,
radio once.
I know, right? I feel like we have to reward people who listen. Otherwise, we'll have
I
no
know.
Listeners.
Wait, but is games explicit?
It is explicit.
Herschel,
I'm going to see if I can find a clean version. I can't find a clean. Oh, wait. This says it's. No. I can't find a clean version, so we're going to stick with Ruin the Friendship. Call us at midnight and request an explicit song, because we can't play explicit songs right now. Enjoy Ruin the Friendship.
Cigar and pick me up. Play me your guitar, that song I love. Thirsty for your love, fill out my cup. cup, out of my cup. I got only good intentions, so give me your attention. You're only brave in the moonlight, so why don't you stay till sunrise? Your body's looking good tonight. I'm thinking we should cross the line. Let's ruin the friendship. Let's ruin
the friendship.
Do all the things on our minds. What's taking us all this time? Let's
ruin the friendship.
Let's ruin the friendship.
I know.
Got history, and we can't deny our chemistry, so why the f*** are we a mystery? Let's just go with the connection, give me your affection.
Okay, that was Ruin the Friendship by Demi Lovato. Also, another shout out to our second listener who's tuning in.
Could it
Amy.
Be Amy? Oh, Owen's tuning in too. My own.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Third listener.
Owen, if
thanks
you want
for listening,
us to play
Owen.
A Britney Spears song.
Of course.
We
which one, Owen? Just let me know. I'm on.
Oh, man.
So I think there's a second big thing we have to talk about this week.
We gotta talk about Miss One. Are we gonna get sued for libel? No, he doesn't listen to this. So we gotta talk about Anthony Scaramucci.
Yeah, we do.
Because somehow I found myself into this mess because I think, Lauren, that's what I'm best at doing. Like skills include Microsoft Excel and like right. weaseling my way into disasters.
100%.
I could do some graphic design too. Anyways, so what happened was this Fletcher student, Owen, wants us to play Pretty Girls featuring Iggy Azalea. No.
Owen.
Text us another one. Owen. Owen, we don't endorse Iggy. Okay, so what happened was Anthony Scaramucci, this is on the board of Fletcher Tufts mm-hmm. School of War. Sorry, law and diplomacy. I misspoke.
Oops, typo. Oops. Autocorrect.
I can't believe I just autocorrect just messed up my words in real life. That's so weird how that works. So anyways, nonetheless, as the kids say these days. So Anthony Scaramucci went to Tufts. If you don't remember who he is, that would make sense.
Right.
Because he was the White House, former communications director of the White House for like 10 days, maybe?
Right.
Yeah, 10 days. And then he told Ryan Lizza at the New Yorker, there's some traffic going on outside.
It's not happy outside.
Basically, he said some very inappropriate remarks that I cannot say during safe harbor hours.
No.
So he got fired.
Yeah.
Then this Fletcher student started a petition to get him off the board, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say whatever. I'm a journalist. I have no opinion on it. So then I tweeted, and then people who were supporting the petition published op-eds in the Tufts Daily. Mm-hmm. Then Scaramucci threatened to sue the Daily and one of the people who wrote the op-eds for libel in the opinion pieces.
Right.
He was threatening to sue the person and the newspaper, the student newspaper. So I tweeted at him as a joke. At like 10:30 on Sunday, like
I saw this tweet and I was like
Scaramucci, yeah. If you want to talk to a different Tufts student newspaper, like let me know. Mm-hmm. Like I would love to interview you for the Observer. He DM'd me within 2 minutes.
No way.
Within 2 minutes.
Are you serious? Minutes,
and he was like, "Hi Ben, let's set up a time to talk. Here's my email." So I emailed him. He doesn't respond for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Then he emails me back at like 11:15 at night and it's like, "Let's talk now."
Oh my god.
So at 11:30 I interviewed him on
and
this
like this is in the span of like what, like 3 hours?
An
like this
hour
all
since I tweeted it.
What?
So then I interview him for 20 minutes.
Do you have questions prepared?
No.
Like what are you asking?
The first
him?
Thing he says to me is, "Ben," on a scale of I'm like, "Hi." I'm like, "Hello?" And he's like, "Hi." And I'm like, "Hi, Mr. Scaramucci." And he's like, "Ben, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate Trump?" Like 15. And okay. Just, right, I've never interviewed someone, like, besides who goes to Tufts or is, like, in a Tufts administrator, right? Like, I don't know. I was, like, scared.
Yeah.
I was like, sir, I am a journalist.
Oh, my God.
That's literally what I said. Which is, like, the
I'm a journalist. I love that.
Sir, I am a journalist.
Oh my god, then what'd he say?
He was like, okay. And then I was like,
that's funny.
And then because you know how he was like, Ryan Lizza from the New Yorker I didn't know it was recording. So I'm like, okay, so my first question is, would you be okay if I recorded this? I don't want to have any mishaps with
them. Oh my god.
And he was like, yes, please do.
Oh my
and
god.
And so then I spent till like, I was up till like 3 a.m. transcribing it. Because I'm like, if I get one word wrong,
yeah,
my gay butt is going to get sued.
Yeah.
And then I wrote the article in that morning, and then a bunch of people helped me with edits. Owen was one of them. Whoa. Thanks, Owen.
Shout out, Owen.
Maybe we'll play Igloo Australia just for you. And then, yeah, and it was funny.
Wow. That's a time. That's crazy. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like surreal.
It was really, I mean, it was just so funny because, first of all, I had been joking about, like, why did I make this professional Twitter? Then it really came through, let me tell you.
It did. Oh, my God.
But also, I was just so unprepared. Like, when he sent me that email, I'm like, okay, I'll spend all night preparing for this interview. I'll do research. I'll prep questions.
Right.
And in truth, I didn't really have, like, he kind of just talked. Yeah. I didn't ask that many questions. Someone was like, "You went so easy on Anthony Scaramucci." I was like, you can choke. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, I can't even imagine in the span of an hour, like, it just goes from, like, tweeting him as a joke to actually talking to him.
Yeah.
Was he, like, nice on the phone?
Yeah, he was very nice. I also think the thing is, like, so if you don't go to Tufts, you don't know that The Observer is, like, he went to Tufts, but it was a long time ago. So you don't know The Observer is, like, some leftist publication.
Right.
So I think he, like, when I reached out, like, he had no, first of all, I didn't have, like, malintentions.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to slander him.
Yeah.
I was trying to, like, have his quote speak for himself, which I think they did.
Right.
Like, I think you read the article and you're like, yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But, like, I feel like I think he maybe didn't, he didn't know what the Observer was, so it wasn't like weird for him.
Right.
Like when you, it was funny for students probably because they're like, oh, this like leftist publication on campus interviewed Anthony Scaramucci.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that meme on the meme group?
Yes.
So I'm not on the meme groups, but someone sent it to me. I thought it was really funny.
Yes.
But you know, but like.
Yeah. Do you feel like he fit in like with what the Observer is doing?
No.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean like the Observer, like our goals are to like. Center marginalized voice. It's like you're interviewing me. This is funny. Like to center marginalized voices,
yeah.
And to like provide platforms on campus for those who don't usually get it. Like Anthony Scaramucci's had platforms.
Yeah.
But like, I also feel like sometimes when opportunities come, you gotta take them.
Yeah.
And like it was fun.
Yeah.
And like that's kind of how I felt about it. Like it definitely didn't like, we're not printing it. You know, like it didn't like fit into our mission as a publication.
Right.
But like if
it was relevant, like yeah, timely, like exactly. And like a great opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how we thought about it.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Wow. That was like, it's been a big week. I feel like.
Yeah. I know. And then he resigned on Tuesday, but he's still pursuing the lawsuit.
He did resign. He resigned from the board, the Fletcher board, right? But he's still going to sue the student that slandered him.
Who's now whatever. Represented by the ACLU.
Really?
I'm like, aren't they busy with other things?
Other things.
I shouldn't say that.
Didn't like Taylor Swift
yes, like got something about battle like, with the ACLU. Because oh my god. Look, and then I tweeted this funny thing. I thought it was gonna go viral. It didn't. It said, look what you ACLU like made me do anyways. You know, Taylor Swift's next album is going to be about the ACLU.
It totally will. She's going to have a diss track with the ACLU.
Like, first it was Katy Perry, now it's the American ACLU. Civil Liberties. What's the U stand for?
Union.
Union, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because someone wrote a blog post about how she's a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the picture of her, like with her arm around this guy, and they're both smiling, and his t-shirt is a bloody swastika?
No.
I gotta send it to you.
No.
She was like, I didn't notice when I took the picture. I shouldn't do that. Oh, shit. She's like, I didn't notice when I did the picture that, like, he was wearing a swastika.
Oh.
I'm like, really?
That's what you're sticking with?
You did not see it?
Oh,
she
man.
She did not see.
She's so canceled.
She did not see the picture.
Oh, on that note, let's transition to another song. Do we have a Britney Spears
request? Oh, yeah. Oh, and let me look at what... I haven't been opening Owen's texts. Let me read...
Yeah, because we're having a great conversation live on air.
Owen said, if you seek Amy, is that...
Owen, is that appropriate? If you... Let's see. Is it explicit? It's... You know what? It's not explicit on Spotify. So, therefore, I'm going to say it's appropriate.
Nice.
Owen, this is for you.
Just don't think about it too much if you're a child listening.
Oh, baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh, baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? Oh, oh, tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, oh, I can get off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party. She gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha ha he he ha ha ho. Love me, hate me, say what you want about me. But all the boys and all the girls are begging to if you're seeking me. Love me, hate me, but can't you see what I see? All the boys and all the girls are begging to if you're seeking me. Told me that she's gonna meet me up. I don't know where or when or now. They're closing up the club. Oh, I've seen her once or twice before. She knows my face, but it's hard to see with all the people standing in the way. Oh, oh, tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party. She gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha ha he he ha ha ho. Me. Love me, hate me, but can't you see what I see? All of the boys and all of the
Oh. Hey everyone.
Hey, we're back. So that was a medley of Britney Spears.
You know, we almost never play. Oh, sorry, you have to tell them the songs.
Yeah, let me tell Ben. Let me be professional here.
I'm so sorry.
if that was, if you seek Amy, if you seek Amy by Britney Spears, shout out to Owen who requested that, as well as Amy, one of our listeners. And then the second song was Herschel's request, Break the Ice by Britney Spears. Both were fantastic.
That's like very in the mood, you know, it's getting cold out.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what I'm snubbing right now?
What are you snubbing?
The cold.
You hate the cold.
I hate the cold.
You didn't know this, Lauren's from California.
No, I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, that was so insulting. They could have thought you were from like Los Angeles.
Like SoCal. Never.
Oh. Okay, so with the theme.
Yeah. Amy actually also asked what the theme was. So in case we haven't been clear.
It's snubs. Let's talk about like iconic snubs.
Ooh. That's good.
Can you think of any?
I can't think of any, but that's like...
I just put the word iconic in front of our themes, and Lorna and I are like, ooh.
Ooh, iconic.
Okay, iconic snub. So these are like good snubs.
Can we talk about how like... I'm thinking of like Oscar snubs. That was like the first thing that came to my mind. And for some reason, when I think of that, the other first thing that came to my mind was Straight Out of Compton. Because I feel like that got snubbed at the Oscars. And I feel like I was upset about that when it happened.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that movie, but I believe you. Well, remember when Melissa Leo won the Oscar for that movie she wasn't supposed to win it for Before We Were Born?
No. Not
iconic
at all.
Snub for the other people.
I do not.
That was the most unspecific...
Wait, I feel like there was one thing I was reading about how like Julie Andrews got snubbed in like The Sound of Music, and so then they like gave her the Oscar for Mary Poppins, even though she didn't really deserve it.
Whoa.
Did she win an Oscar for that? Maybe she didn't. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tom Cruise has never won an Oscar.
Who hasn't?
You know what was snubbed? Tom Cruise.
For some reason, I don't feel like that's necessarily that offensive.
Do the Right Thing was snubbed.
That was a good movie.
I'm looking at Brokeback Mountain, despite loads of critical praise. Hold on. Oh. They think it didn't win Best Picture instead of Crash because the voters were homophobic.
Oh my God.
Have you tried watching The King's Speech on cable recently? The film is very handsome, but it doesn't hold up very well. Interesting. It won Best Picture.
Yeah, I forgot about The King's Speech.
Oh, Black Swan was such a good movie.
Black Swan.
I loved that movie.
That was a good
Natalie
one.
Natalie won, though. She was... You know who was snubbed?
Who?
Mila Kunis should have been nominated for being the other ballerina in Black Swan.
Yeah, that was a snub.
And here's my theory.
Yeah.
Had Mila been nominated, that would have changed her career path from, like, now she's just in, like, Bad Moms. I did enjoy Bad Moms 1. I haven't seen Bad Moms 2. Mm. But now she's, like, a rom-com actress.
Right. I feel like she could do so much more.
But it was all because she got
snubbed.
That's
so real. Like, if she was an Oscar-nominated actress, her career would be going, like, totally in a different direction.
Thank you for agreeing with
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting. I totally agree. So, you know what? Actually, speaking of the Oscars, you know what movie I saw that I actually want to endorse? I saw Lady Bird.
I'm seeing that on Saturday.
It was so good.
Is it good?
It was just sweet. It was just really sweet. Like, it wasn't making any crazy, like, statements or anything like that. Like, it was just really nice.
We're still close to that, like, angsty age.
Yes. It's like the angst of, like, being a high schooler and, like, being, like, kind of different and, like...
Oh, and you should watch it.
It was so good. And she grows up... She lives in Sacramento, which is not far from where I live.
Oh, the Bay Area?
It's not quite in the Bay Area, but it's about an hour away from where I live. And it just, like, there's a lot of really beautiful shots.
I like Greta
shots.
Gerwin, too.
Greta, she does seem really awesome. And Saoirse Ronan... who plays the main character.
Is that how
really,
you pronounce
that's
it?
That's how you pronounce
not
it.
Swarovski?
No, it's not Swarovski.
Swarovski Ronan.
It's Saoirse.
Do you know that Rihanna clip where she's like,
really
my, can I say the word T-I-T?
Sure.
When Rihanna's like, my tits bother you? They're covered in Swarovski crystals. Wait, so what's her name?
Saoirse Crystals.
They're covered in Saoirse crystals. Is that anti-Irish of me?
It's fine. She was adorable.
Was
lovely.
Did she star in Brooklyn?
She was in Brooklyn.
Was that Rooney Mara?
I loved that movie. I love that movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's like, It's so cheesy. I mean, it's just super, it's sweet.
It's a love story.
It's a love story.
A love story of Brooklyn.
About an Irish lass who meets an Italian man and they fall in love. And it was just so good.
You know a movie I haven't seen, which is really homophobic of me?
What?
I haven't seen Carol.
That's like from a while ago, right?
Like 2 years.
I feel like it's not even on my radar anymore. Well, watch it and let me know how it is.
We should project Carol at my... at the... Anyways. Okay. So... I saw a good movie too, Lauren.
What did you see?
It's in theaters.
What?
The Florida Project.
Oh, I've been wanting to see that. How was it? Yeah,
really, really good.
Yeah?
Like, would recommend.
Yeah?
It's directed by the same guy who did Tangerine.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I have.
Great movie.
Yeah.
You have to kind of like children, which I don't always like.
Sure.
But I do sometimes like children because it's a lot about these little kids growing up in motels outside of Orlando. It's really good.
See, when it's a good child actor, like, gets me every dang time. Like, a really good child actor. Because it's like, what skill?
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're just so untainted, but so skilled.
Yeah.
There
were some
that.
Good child actors.
Yeah. Who's your favorite child actor, just in general?
That little kid from Room.
Jacob Tremblay.
Wait, okay. So, when I got to Colorado to visit my cousins, they were obsessing over this movie I had literally never heard of.
Yeah.
Called Wonder.
Oh, isn't he in that?
Yes.
Yeah. And he has a like scarring or something like that on his face.
His face is like disfigured.
Yeah.
And it was a book and all my little cousins were like, "You haven't read Wonder?" And I was like, "No." I'm like, I don't read teen books anymore. And they're like, "It came out in 2012. And I was like, "Oh, well, you got me there, little cousins." But then my mom was like, "You haven't read Wonder? I read Wonder." And I was like, "What?" And then my aunt was
"Oh my God."
And my grandma read it. Like, I'm like, everyone in my family's read this book. Apparently.
So have you read it?
No.
Okay.
But I am reading a teen novel right now.
What are you reading?
For the first time ever. My therapist recommended it to me. I don't know. She liked it. It's called I'll Give You the Sun.
Oh, wait, say that again?
I'll Give You the Sun.
I'll Give You the
Okay,
Sun.
Here's the premise.
Yeah.
There's twins. One is gay. The mom dies.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It's good?
Do
we endorse it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners have read it and want to talk about it, call us.
Oh, should we do some endorsements?
Yeah, let's do some endorsements. What do you endorse this week?
Okay, I have something to endorse.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this thing, it's called Bail Block.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
No.
It's cool. So basically, what it is it's an app that you download on your computer. I'm just going to read the description, actually, because they explain better than me. When you download the app, a small part of your computer's unused processing power is redirected towards mining a popular cryptocurrency called Monero, which is secure, private, and untraceable. At the end of every month, we exchange the Monero for U.S. dollars and donate the earnings to the Bronx Freedom Fund. 100% of your currency your computer generates is used by the Bronx Freedom Fund to post bail for low-income people detained in New York. I don't really understand how the technology parts of it work, but it works when you do it on your computer.
That's so cool.
The New Inquiry, which is like a news place that they like partnered with them.
Cool.
And it's really cool. Yeah. And like it's using power that your computer wouldn't use anyways.
Right.
So... yeah, it's awesome.
Wait, that's a great endorsement.
Yeah. And then that's my big endorsement for the week.
Okay, I don't really... I feel like you outshone me. I don't have
any... Well, you know what? Do you want to play a song and then we'll come back?
Yeah, let's play a song. I don't think to be honest, I don't really think I have an endorsement for the week. I guess...
Did you get anything on Black Friday?
I did. I went to Urban Outfitters. Buy one, get one 50% off. I got this really cool sweater that I'm wearing. That was exciting. Also, Amy would like you to know that her mom knows the author of Wonder.
No way!
They met at a dinner party. So if you want to ask her questions, I can pass along her number.
I'm okay. I will say, so I was shopping around my family on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I popped my little head into Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is all the sale you have? Like, buy one, get one 50% off? Mm. And then it had to be the cheaper thing that you bought?
I know. That's where they get you. It's like cheaper thing. Because I got two things on sale and that were already on sale, like in their sales section. And then
that
I got
already
like,
on sale?
No, this wasn't. And then I got two things that weren't. and or maybe I got one thing that was on sale and three things that weren't, but the sale one was like 50% off of what was already on sale, and I was like, that seems unfair to me.
I agree.
If you ask.
And then you know what the bad part about it is? You still get it.
You still get it.
That, I did it too, Lauren. Oh,
every time.
I was like, can I buy this $3 face mask and then you put these jeans on sale? And they were like, no. No. And I'm like, that's what buy one, get one 50% off is. And they're like, there's a star.
The thing about Urban Outfitters is I feel like I get sucked in. You know, it's like, it's the brand. They brand themselves so well.
They and every gas time.
They gas. Yes.
They're
they
like,
gas
you look
up.
So good. And I'm and like, oh my in, God, thanks.
Yes,
I'll
and
buy
you
these.
Look at their like nasty ass. Oh, you might say that. You look at their gross mom jeans and you're like, oh, okay. Like maybe that's my look now. And like you try them on. And, like, of course they don't look good on you. Like mom jeans don't look good on me. And then I just, I don't know. Every time I feel like I get sucked in and then I'm like, wait, these jeans are like $200. Like,
Yeah. They really do it to you.
They do it to you.
There's not much else to say.
Okay.
Should we play
a song?
We play like two songs.
We'll play a song and then.
We missed each other.
I gotta, aww. We have to do PSA. We have a lot coming up. I have a song to play.
Yeah, do it.
Let's see. So Frightened Rabbit, which is a band that I like, came out with an EP like a month or two ago, and I haven't really listened to it that much, but it was recently re-brought to my attention, and I've been enjoying it. So this is Roadless by Frightened Rabbit.
We all need filling up. I'd been running on petrol fumes, and enough was not enough. So I walked, heel to my toes, on the wire between carefree and not caring.
have the PSA.
Okay, so that was Roadless by Frightened Rabbit, and then List of People, parentheses, to Try and Forget About by Tame Impala. Some fun jams from...
I have a PSA.
November 2017, the playlist on Spotify. Yes, Ben.
You know what's funny? Whenever you, like, enter, like we're ending a song, it always starts with me saying something accidentally while we're still on it.
Okay, we're back.
This is called Numbers to Think About, Prescription Drug versus Medical Marijuana Deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0.
Oh my goodness.
In the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
There is an event happening, and I don't know if it's already happened, but it's relevant, so I kind of wanted to plug it. And it's about medical marijuana. I'm pretty sure it's through the environmental studies program. I've been seeing signs up for it. I'm trying to see if I can find it online. But if you're interested in learning more about that, there will be an event happening at Tufts. Maybe it's already happened. That's all I have to say about that. Do you have any recommended reads this week?
Okay, so, yeah, actually.
Okay.
So, my family, we're all talking about books, and they're like, oh my God, I love this book, Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance. And I was like, oh no, I've read this book. It's bad. Don't read it.
Right.
And here's why it's bad.
Right.
The way it talks about, like, white rural poverty in Appalachia both ignores systemic power and erases all non-white people in Appalachia. It's not good. What you should read is in the Boston Review, there is this article. Now I'm making sure that I know the name right. Hold on. Which is like a takedown of it. And it's called,
I feel like we may have talked about that before on the show. I kind of think we did.
But
plug it again. It's relevant.
The Mythical Whiteness of Trump Country?
I think we did.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm repeating myself. Well, read it if you didn't read it the first time, because I had to reread it this weekend to then try to yell at my family about it. You know what we don't endorse? This Is Us on NBC. Wait, do you watch it?
I love it.
Oh, I know.
I know, Ben. It's just
The face that Lauren made when I said we don't endorse, she was like, shoot that back.
No, I mean, I get where you're 100% get where you're coming from, and I hear what you're saying.
Is it like fun trash for you?
It's fun trash. It's kind of like, can I say this word? It's like trauma. Yeah.
Can I say that?
It's like trauma porn a little bit. I just can't stop watching. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah,
have we talked about this before?
No.
Okay.
I'm like a closeted This Is Us fan. It's fine.
So I was like, my mom sent me this clip and she's like, watch this powerful scene from This Is Us.
Sure.
And it was like, it was like when Mandy Moore has adopted black children.
Right.
Or maybe just one black child.
One black child, yeah.
Because like one of her three triplets died or something.
Yes, that is correct.
Her white triplet with a black adopted child.
This is an actual plot, yes.
And the mom is like being racist towards the child.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're racist, mom. And that's what...
she like ends racism.
Yeah.
Like Mandy Moore ends racism.
And that's what the like YouTube clip was called. It was like, you're racist, mom. This Is Us on NBC. And then like she's like going on this rant, and then like her black child is like standing behind and she's like, oh, sweetie, I didn't realize you were there. And
right.
I was like, oh my.
Okay, here's the thing. The thing I like about the show and what keeps me coming back to it, I'm not defending the show,
I'm not
saying it's like 100% correct, but I feel like they attempt to interrogate a lot of subjects that other shows don't.
Okay.
Such as, like, for example, one of the characters on the show is overweight, and
Chrissy Metz.